If you're a smoker, I have a tip for you. Make a video of yourself before all this happens. Read a children's storybook or sing a lullaby. I wish I had.
Terry Hall is a former smoker. Her grandchildren will never know what she sounded like before she got cancer. Hall is part of a new campaign from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control that features stories from former smokers. Bill Bussey is another.
Last year, they amputated my left leg because of poor circulation. After the surgery, I reached down and realized my foot wasn't there anymore. That was the day I finally quit.
The campaign has renewed interest in quitting, according to Dr. Thomas Frieden of the CDC.
Quitting smoking is the single most effective thing you can do to improve your health.
But it's hard. Only 10% of smokers will quit in a given year, according to Joanna Cohn from the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. She spoke to VOA via Skype.
Tobacco use is an addictive behavior, and it's a human behavior, which is very complex. So just think of any behavior of your own that you might want to change, and, you know, it's not easy.
That's why the CDC tells smokers to ask their doctors for help.
My doctors finally helped me quit, along with my amputation. The doctors did prescribe me some medicine and counseling.
That's a message the CDC wants people to know. Dr. Jeff Kane heads the American Academy of Family Physicians.
They have medications that can double the successful quit rate, and they can connect our patients with resources in the community that they can have on top of that.
The U.S. government has been warning people about the harmful effects of tobacco for 50 years. Other countries are doing the same. Thailand requires graphic labels on packs of cigarettes. Turkey and Russia have enacted strong tobacco control laws. In Russia, it was only partly due to health care costs, according to Joanna Cohn.
The citizens were dying off early, way earlier than they should be.
The World Health Organization says 4 out of 5 tobacco-related deaths are in low- and middle-income countries. These countries bear the greatest burden of disease and premature death. And according to the WHO, these countries are where the tobacco industry is seeking new smokers. Carol Pearson, VOA News.